Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm doing three shows today, November 14th. I'm Larry Jacobs here on Education Talk Radio, and this is my noontime show. So I'm thrilled to be doing it with my friends from Fresh Grade who have been helping me quite a bit understand digital portfolios. You can learn more about them at freshgrade.com. I've got Andrea Keith here with us today. Andrea is the Director of Market Strategy and Engagement over at Fresh Grade, and also she's a former teacher, okay, which I'm reading here has an expansive knowledge of literacy, curriculum mapping, and differentiated instruction, okay? And so she's has this great passion for education technology, and so she's now the Director of Market Strategy over at Fresh Grade, and also Educator Engagement. So that's pretty cool. We're going to have a nice conversation with Andrea all about how the digital portfolios make learning transparent and make it easier to assess the kids for both schools and parents. And schools, I mean administrators as well as educators, teachers in the classroom. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We'll tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. And our new Facebook page is EduTalk Radio. If you would like to friend us over there, well, you can always use more friends. All right, without further ado, let me bring on Andrea here. Hi, Andrea. It's Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Andrea. How you doing? So you left the
classroom. I'm doing pretty well.
And got, good, and you got involved in education technology via Fresh Grade. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was a teacher for a number of years in multiple states, and then I moved over to EdTech with actually a former company for about 10, 11 years, and been with Fresh Grade during this last year, and I'm very, very excited about what they're doing.
Well, they're doing great stuff. And where are you headquartered?
I personally live in Las Vegas. I cover the United States, Fresh Grade being a Canadian company.
Right. I know that they are out in Vancouver area, but and I've been talking to Steve down in Texas a lot. That's why I was curious where you are. You're in Nevada, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, good. I like Las Vegas. It's fun. Viva Las Vegas, as they like to say. Right?
Yep.
And by the way, what happens there stays there, okay, Andrea?
Absolutely.
What happens there, just so you know, I just want to make that clear. And one question, when we talk about Director of Market Strategy and Engagement, that's a good title. What do you actually do? And I'm being serious when I say that.
Well, I wear a lot of different hats, but primarily we are working on really bringing Fresh Grade digital portfolios into the United States. They've had a lot of success in Canada for the last 5 years.
They've had success in the U.S.
They are, and we're building that. Yeah. It's a matter of getting the word out because I think the U.S. is really ready for this.
Well, it really is. And so You know, I'm always curious when you move from being a teacher, which a lot of people do, into the industry. I'm just curious as to your reaction. What'd you learn?
Well, it's always tough. You miss
it
the summers,
tough.
But there's a lot of good things about it too.
Yes, it is. It is, and I'm telling you, you know. What you learn from that, and I found this, is that the industry is really concerned about getting the right products out there for people.
Yes, they are.
And that's the thing that I always love about it. And it's not some conspiracy to get stuff into schools. It's to make schools better. And I just love all of that. And now I want you to tell us about Fresh Grade, okay, and what a digital portfolio is, because then we're going to take that, okay, into how they support parents and students, and by the way, teachers as well, educators, okay, in educational transformation. But tell us about Fresh Grade, what it is.
Fresh Grade's a digital portfolio platform that really supports learning. It's all about engaging the parents. It's about opportunities for self-reflection, for student agency, and it really is a matter of documenting the process of learning and showing growth over time in a way that standardized tests, numbers, and test scores just can't do.
And why do you say it's a product that helps support student agency? I'm curious.
Well, I think a lot of what's happening now is we want students to own their own learning. In order to own their own learning, they need to know how to think about learning. They need to know how to speak about learning. And I think a digital portfolio gives that opportunity to do that.
Why? What does it do for the student like that? I think this is wonderful. Yeah.
Right.
It's not like Perry Mason. It's not like Perry Mason here. But I've done a lot of show. I've done a lot of shows with Steve Wandler, okay, who's become a friend, and from your company, and he's brought on some great educators from various places around the country, but when you say that statement, I'm just curious. You know, I know the answer, but I want you to articulate that if you don't mind, okay? I feel like a teacher all of a sudden. I know the answer, Ms. Keith, but I want you to articulate, okay? But why do you say that? What does a student do? Let's say the digital portfolios are available. What is the student doing in terms of their learning?
So in terms of their learning, at least with FreshGrade, and this isn't true necessarily with all traditional showcase portfolios, it's a matter of not only documenting what they're doing via video or clips of audio and those types of things. It's all about talking about what it is that they're learning and engaging in that process out loud that allows it also to then be kept in this portfolio and responded to by the teachers and by the parents and really their entire tribe.
I like that. I like the word tribe too. That's very good. Okay. The whole tribe, we'll get back to them. That's excellent. And with all that said, okay, when they viewing this will be teachers and parents, etc. And one of the things that's so important out there right now is the phrase and the action of parental engagement. Okay, it's so key. In fact, I did a show yesterday with the National School Public Relations Association, and their whole thing is to make sure that there's community engagement all up and down. And what better way to engage the community than to show them the kids in action? And I realize, all right, that a child's portfolio is private, but the parent can certainly have access to it and show it off as to what their child is doing, not just putting a magnet on the refrigerator and putting an art project up there. But it's better than that. This is really the digital way of doing that, now that I think about it.
I like to think it's more than the digital way of doing that, because I think that a lot of what we need to do with our parents now is help them understand as well how to talk about learning with their parents, because we're all looking towards pushing students into this user agency, owning their own learning, thinking about their learning, and reflecting about that. The problem is parents don't come from that background. We all have a tendency, and I'm a parent of two adult children, so we have a tendency to parent based on how we were brought up. It's what we're comfortable with. It's what we know. It's what's easy. And so I think parents are a little bit lost when they end up in a position where all of a sudden their child is a number score or a test score or a grade. And so we need to help them understand how to talk about learning and how to think about learning and have that dialogue with their students. It's just not something that we're used to, or at least I should say, it's not something we're used to once they get into, say, kindergarten, first grade. It's funny because I just moved to Las Vegas, and in doing some cleanup and some unpacking, I came across a bunch of papers from my kids, and I found portfolio pieces of paper with a picture of my son in his preschool and a note about what he was doing in this picture and what that showed. And it says portfolio at the top, which I thought was really ironic.
And here you are, digital.
And here
digital.
I am.
And here you are, it's digital. But, you know, you're right. And this whole collection, okay, makes a lot of sense towards helping people do that. You know, there's an interesting side of this, okay, and it gets the parents involved. But and I want you to help me here. Regarding assessment, okay, you can talk about digital portfolios in terms of their assessment value, which I think goes a lot deeper, obviously it does, than an A or a B or a C, okay, or even sending the book report home and having mom sign it, okay? That's the old way of doing a digital portfolio, which wasn't digital, all right? But this is something completely different, all right? And while it makes all their learning transparent, it also really shows what the child is like and what the child is doing. Okay, and it allows the powers that be, the parents, the teachers, the school district, to see what's going on. All right, and just talk about assessment of academics and how it relates to parents. All right, and it does. Okay, rather than moan and groan that you gave my kid a C, you can actually see, no pun intended, see why, okay, or that A or whatever the case may be. And just talk about that, the assessment value of it all in terms, of, in terms of academics.
I think what we see in a learning portfolio, as I mentioned, the process of learning. So to have a picture, to have a video, to have some kind of product that the student has created that's accessible and sent to the parent immediately allows them to see exactly what's going on in the classroom with their student. And it gives them a holistic view, because when I was a parent of my kids and they'd come home and they'd have an A, I was like, oh, great, I'm proud of you. But A frequently means they complied, or they're a good test taker, or they're good at completing the project. It doesn't mean they actually learned. Whereas the portfolio, when I can see standards, I can see what the teacher has was looking for in their activity, I can see my student actually doing it or struggling with it, which is just as important to know. I can watch that formative assessment taking place, and then I can participate with that at home. If I know my student, for instance, is struggling with fractions, and I see something in the portfolio that gets sent to my notification, and I check it, and I'm like, oh, wow, they're working on fractions, and I want to support that, then when we're making dinner, I might have my student start measuring things. I'm going to bring my child into those opportunities. So I think it allows not just teachers and students to look at their formative assessment and what needs to be worked on, but it brings that in on a daily basis for parents. Instead of in a report card that's not seen until a parent-teacher conference, and this is what the kid was doing, you know, 2 months ago when it's too late to reinforce.
Andrea, how is the parent notified?
So in fresh grade, it's amazing. It sends
Is there like Southwest things, you're now free to move around the country? Yeah.
Exactly.
And it comes
and I think that So, and unlike
it's
portals,
cool.
there's parent portals and parents have to log in. But let's be honest, as parents, we have to remember to log in. We have to we don't know whether there's going to be anything there. Exactly. And so what FreshGrade does, sure, a parent can look at the app and go through their student's entire portfolio, but it's just like Facebook. I'm at work in a meeting, and I get a ping that says there's a new item, a new artifact in my student's portfolio. I click it. I can see it right then, and I can respond right then so that my student knows that I care about them, that I'm involved while they're actually at school. It adds a whole level of communication in there. And, oh, by the way, we added Google Translation to those comments
I know
as
that.
Well. So,
I know that.
We can pull in those parents can be just as involved.
That's right. And those parents being all the moms and dads of English language learners, from Arabic to French to Spanish to whatever. All right. They can actually understand all this and get it. And, you know, there's another factor on that. When we're talking about ELL students and their parents, they're not only language learners, they're also culture learners. All right. And in many cultures, the teacher or the school is a revered place not to be interfered with by the parent. Okay. That's not an American school. That's not an American school. Okay. And one of the nice things is with a digital portfolio like FreshGrade, all right, the school is actually reaching out to the parent. It's going to make them feel comfortable to see where things are and comment back. Okay, and that's one of the things. Yeah, that people from these other countries have to learn. We want the input of parents. It's not a standoffish type environment. We want that.
Well, we're really hoping in this country, I think, to we want it to be a partnership, and that's certainly more challenging with parents from other cultures, as you mentioned. It can be challenging for those of us who were born and bred in the United States, because It has historically been, I send my student to school, you take care of educating
that's
them,
right.
They come home, and we're done. And that's not working anymore, and we really need to be a partnership in order to help these kids.
Yeah, in this crazy world we live in, we need that ding that's going to come in that says there's something here about your kid.
Yeah.
All right, and we need it instantaneously, and mm-hmm. all this works great for the teachers too. You know, there was an interesting guy did a show just before this one, all about personalized learning and social emotional learning.
Yeah.
All right, and we were talking I asked the question, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Can a fifth grader, all right, actually personalize their guide their own learning unless they have the social emotional skills to do that? Okay, because
mm-hmm.
kids are, you know, we just got into a nice long discussion on that. And one of the things that's cool about a digital portfolio, again, freshgrade.com, if you want to look, everybody, okay, is that you can also see, I think, and I need you to explain this a little bit more, the social emotional progress of your student. Because some kids, you know, they come home, and I would do this. I was like the 90-pound weakling in elementary school, and I'd get beat up or something. But my mother said, how was school today? I said, it was great.
Fine.
It was great. You know, exactly. It was great. I just got the crap beat out of me, but it was just great. Okay? He punched me in the stomach. You can't even see the marks. All right? And the point is, okay, the digital portfolio works social and emotionally as well. All right? And just can you describe a little bit more on that one?
Absolutely, because I think that a lot of what needs...
I lost you. I'm Aunt Andrea. Did your phone just conk out? Did you pay your phone bill? Did your battery come out? Andrea? Oh, no, and it was such a great question, too. I bet you the call just dropped. That means that there's a thunderstorm in Nevada or something. She'll be calling right back in a few seconds. Again, freshgrade.com. Andrea will realize that she's talking. She's talking now, but she doesn't know she's talking to nobody. Okay, the call for some reason dropped. I didn't do anything. My hands were on the arms of my chair. All right, but I was just having that conversation actually with two professors at the show before this one today. Again, is November 14th, and it's the show before this one. I was doing a show with two favorite professors of mine down at North Carolina State at the Friday Institute, and we were talking about the whole idea of social emotional learning versus what we consider the best trend lately is personalized learning, and it's more than a trend; it's really just a way to educate. All right. But if you want, but you're asking a lot, and this was how the conversation went, of children. You're asking a lot, okay, of children to personalize their learning and tell you where they want to go when they're too immature to do it socially and emotionally, okay? And one of the good things about a digital portfolio, because these things, if you get it on a report card, it's going to come late. And if you get it on a note, it's going to come late. But if you can see it on a daily basis, how your kid is really doing, okay, and see them interacting, all right? See how they interact. See how they work with the teacher, et cetera, et cetera. That's going to bring you a lot more assessment. I bet you Andrea's still talking, thinking, where's Larry? Why did he hang up on me? But I didn't. I'm just waiting here. Hopefully she'll call back in a second, all right? And occasionally this happens. I'm sure she paid her bill, okay? So there's no problem there. I've done a lot of shows with FreshGrade, which has been fun. Steve Wandler, one of their vice presidents and actually one of their founders, and I had some long discussions, and he talked about how valuable it is with his kids. All right? I've had conversations with teachers who are using the digital portfolio products, okay, and how they feel like they're more in touch with the community, how they feel like they're really seeing the kids, et cetera. All right. And the whole point is we're in a new age now. Oh, there she is. Let's see. I'll bring her back on and I'll ask her how long she talked. So how long were you talking before you realized the call dropped?
Probably had some really good things to say.
The minute you started, the call dropped. I don't know what happened. I was telling everybody my hands were on the arms of my chair. Okay. When it happened. So I'm completely innocent. I have no idea. But I was blabbling about Steve and all that, and the whole thing of social emotional learning. I turn it back over to you, Andrew Keith. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Start over.
So I was giving an example of how social emotional learning can be captured in the classroom. I think video is really a powerful medium, and I love the way in reality shows. And stop me if you heard this part already. In reality,
believe
TV
me, we
shows,
didn't. We didn't. We didn't. We heard nothing. You started to answer, and boop, off it went.
Okay, so in reality TV shows, you see folks get on in a little private space and they speak directly to the camera and they talk about what's going on or how they felt in something. Kids see this. I think there's a great opportunity in classrooms when you're looking at potential conflicts and things like that to use that kind of a technique with your students. I taught fourth grade, and I have to be honest, there was a lot of girl drama. And Mrs. Keith, so-and-so did this, right? And so instead of jumping in, the opportunity for the student to go have a video, have some guiding questions about, hey, what's the conflict about? How do you feel? How do you think the other person feels? How might you solve this? This gives them an opportunity to stop and think and recognize what's going on and work on those types of skills with the ability for the teacher to then respond, as well as the parent. So everybody's kind of being aware of these types of things. I don't know about you, but as kids, we weren't really taught to think about our feelings or think about our thought processes. That's not something that's natural. It needs to be taught. And so starting that kind of stuff very early so that kids are used to thinking that way and parents are involved with that thinking just gives us a full circle of care around a student and teaching them those skills. And I really think some of us adults would benefit from learning some of that as well.
Well, we would. And I loved what you said about the beginning, about the reality shows. You know, the kids do watch this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they see that, and whenever you're a little more emotional on TV, etc., you do get emotional. You become intimate with the camera,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you do start to talk, and you do start to be honest. It's absolutely amazing what the camera brings out in many, many people. So I
mm-hmm.
think this is really, really, really good stuff. And just having the conversation, you know. There's an interesting side of this. They can video anything, right, and put it up on the teacher can put it up on the video, right?
Well, the
on
teacher
the
can, but so can the parents, so can the students. And really, the true beauty is that the students learn to kind of own that themselves.
Well, good point. And my point was, and that's an excellent point, and my point was, you know, when a teacher, let's just say there's a fight in class, it happens, all right, and let's say two little girls are pulling each other's hair, whatever they do
mm-hmm.
these days. All right, nothing serious, but it needs to be taken care of. But that conversation between the teacher and those two students, all right,
mm-hmm.
now the parents of both students, the administrators, if I may, okay,
mm-hmm.
can see the great teacher in action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, and how it's adjudicated, et cetera, because that was not possible before. They would only get a secondhand report from the kid. Mrs. Johnson gave Susie a detention, but that's not what happened.
He said,
okay,
she said.
Or Mrs. Keith did, or Mrs. Keith gave the detention. Okay, that's all that mattered. That's all you found out. But there was a lot more to it, and teachers are good at that. And
yep.
when you can see what happened to your student in kind of real time, okay, not real time, but, you know, when an archive that actually is honest. All right, it's going to make a big impact in the home. It's
Absolutely.
Going to make a big
and
impact
in
the home. It's interesting.
I think there's also opportunities then after those types of situations to then catch them doing good, catch those kids collaborating and being able to see later on how they've resolved those conflicts, because that's the positive part that we really usually miss.
You know, you're absolutely right. Usually the parents hold the grudge longer than the kids do. Okay? And that's really something. A part of this I never really thought about at all, but it's really, really important. You know, we talk about creativity and all that sort of thing, 21st century skills, collaboration, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
critical thinking. And just talk about the digital portfolio in that regard. And I want to say something else before you do. Parents, you know, they want their kids to learn. And if I may, they want their kids to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, even though only one of those begins with an R. Okay, it's all spelled wrong. okay? And they want them to learn their ABCs. I mean, it's that simple, okay? That's what parents want. But what we're teaching them now, okay, is a lot deeper. They're going to learn all that, and a lot better, all right? And I think this is really – those are the 21st century skills. Parents are still learning all about that. They still are, even though we're in 2017. And just talk about how the kids and the parents can learn more about the 21st century skills we're imparting on the kids using 21st century technology like digital portfolios. I think it's really cool. You're on, Andrea.
You know what? I have to tell you that the 21st century skills actually is a misnomer, because really we're talking collaboration, critical thinking, creativity. These are all things that are crucial and important, and those of us who are successful adults have to employ on a regular basis. But they weren't specifically taught. It was kind of, we're going to teach you the basics, the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, and if you're smart and you kind of figure this out, you're going to get this other stuff, you're going to get these skills, and you're going to develop them on your own. But we're not going to talk about them, and we're not going to really think that much about it.
Right.
So that's where I think the real difference is. And I think that those are all things that we all employ on a regular basis. Parents are aware of them, but again, we're not using the language. We're not having the discussions. And so having the digital portfolios, again, with things like video, with things like self-reflection, with opportunities especially to document the failures. You know, I think there's a lot of talk now about it's okay to fail. And when you think of something like building a robot to make a robot do something, which involves coding and all of these wonderful skills, you're going to fail. It's not going to work the first time. And it's so important, I think, to document that learning process. One of the most powerful digital portfolio artifacts I've seen is from our district up in Surrey, BC, that's going into year 5 with FreshGrade. And they had a fabulous artifact that a student posted that was multiple tries to make something work. And it wasn't until about the 45th try that it finally worked. But this was part of their artifact and their self-reflection on, okay, why didn't it work this time? What did I change? How did I change my thinking? That is so powerful.
It is incredibly powerful. I want to point you to a book. Now, by coincidence, this is important. Literally my oldest friend in the world. There's not a day in our lives we don't know each other. Stuart Feierstein. He's a professor at Columbia, world-renowned professor of neuroscience at Columbia. And he wrote this best-selling book a year or so ago called Failure. Okay? And it's the importance of failure. It's very readable. It's not some highfalutin text. Okay? It's very, very readable. And if you want to read about the importance of failure, I've said this on a number of shows, Stuart Feierstein, and the book is called Failure. All right? It leans towards science, but it can be applied to anything. It's really wonderful. And you're right.
And I think, Larry, I think that's the real crucial component about a learning portfolio as opposed to a showcase. Because a showcase portfolio, if you're only seeing the final product, then you're seeing the best.
Great point. Okay, like the science fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the science fair only shows you the end result. Actually, the funniest thing was, Andrew, I got to tell you this. In the audience, when I was judging a science fair when my son was in junior high, a kid had this giant sign, how to preserve food from the sea. Okay? Doesn't that sound impressive? And his entire exhibit was a can of tuna fish. I wanted to give him an A, but fellow judges did not do that. I thought it was brilliant. All right?
And
that's so creative. It's so incredible when you think about it. That's exactly what you want a kid to do, is to think out of the box, okay, like that. All right? And believe me, he knew about preservation of food from the sea. He knew it, okay? But this was right. And of all the 100 exhibits that were there, it's the only one I remember.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I'd hire him
in
a heartbeat.
Exactly. And the point is, when you do, you know, I know he knows about preservation, or at least he knew back then when he was a kid, preservation of food from the sea. All right, but the final product doesn't reflect the joy and fun of figuring all that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the learning process, et cetera. And that's why these digital portfolios, which make the learning transparent from beginning to end, are so important for the parents and also the kids and the teachers and their future teachers. That stuff stays in the records at the school district, right?
Absolutely. This teachers can look at last year's portfolio. And, you know, when I had a new group of kids come in at the beginning of a year, I had to figure them out. There's a lot of time spent kind of getting to know the kids. And reading their grades from the last 2 years just isn't effective. To be able to pop into a portfolio and see some of their actual learning artifacts from the end of the year before would be a real head start.
Right. All that grade reflects is how they got it reflects some of their learning, but also it reflects the relationship with the teacher.
Exactly. Okay. And I think the four C's that we're talking about nowadays in our portfolios, you know, collaboration and communication and critical thinking, those aren't things that you can you can't really measure those things. So you've got to find those opportunities that are happening in the classroom and make sure you capture them, even if it's a simple picture and a quick note by the teacher or the kids as they get older doing the self-reflection and saying, you know, we collaborated on such and such, and, you know, I found that I was struggling, and, you know, talking about how those things work and how they happen and what their thought processes are so important to capture.
They really are, and boy, are you going to have fun with the Fresh Grade, I got to tell you. Okay, it's a good product. It really is a good product. I mean, and it works.
I really believe in it. I'm very passionate about what I think
it
can do.
I've done a lot of shows. Well, I can say that. You know, I not only talk to Fresh Grade people, I talk to the teachers, okay, who are using it and love it.
Yep.
Okay, and I've recommended you guys, actually, to a couple of superintendents I know.
Hopefully I appreciate
Steve
that.
Hopefully Steve followed up on those, but I did do that. Okay? I think it's just great. Andrea, Keith, you're wonderful. Come on anytime. Next time you come on, bring a teacher with you.
Oh, I will absolutely look at doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And have fun in Vegas.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you living in Vegas itself or like Summerlin or where are you?
A little bit south of Summerlin. So not on the strip, but I can see a little bit of it from my window at night.
That's enough of it to see. That's enough
of it. Exactly.
Believe me. Trust me. I know. Okay. Andrea, thanks a million. Have a great day. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Andrea is gone. Okay, I like Andrea. Andrea Keith, Director of Market Strategy, former teacher, Market Strategy and Engagement over at FreshGrade.com, Fresh Grade Education, FreshGrade.com. They tweeted, Fresh Grade, check it out. This stuff is here now. Let's do it and use it and have some fun and get these kids, get to know that whole kid. You know, it's that whole thing of the whole child, and we got to do that, and we can do it. Not only for your class, but for the future of the child's education. All right, archive the show, education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out at EduTalkRadio. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and thanks for listening.